Chris Morning Update Tuesday, April the 4th. 今天在国内新闻方面呢，我们跟进雄安新区的发展，注重看它的七大发展目标。昨天金鱼股份暴涨领跑雄安新区概念股。在科技方面呢，我们看看四大新科技帮助清明节实现绿色扫墓。另外呢，苹果宣布自主研发 GPU， 现供应商 Imagination 的股价暴跌 72%。 在武汉本地新闻方面呢，清明假期三大火车站的旅客发送量已超今年春运。Let's turn our focus on Xing'an New Area. The establishment of the Xing'an New Area in Hebei Province is a major historical and strategic choice made by the Communist Party of China's Central Committee with Comrade Xi Jinping as the core, said a circular issued by the CPC Central Committee and the State Council on Saturday. The decision to set up the new area is a strategy crucial for a millennium to come, the circular said.And here we are focusing on the seven key major tasks that's facing Xing'an now. Number one is to build a world-class and green, modern, and smart new city. Number two is to become a city with scenic ecological environment, blue skies, fresh air, and clean water. And number three is to develop a high-end innovative industries as new growth engines. Number four, have aquality public service and infrastructure, as well as a new urban management model. And number five, establishing a fast and effective transport network and a green transport system. And number six, pushing for structural and institutional reforms to stimulate market vitality. And number seven, opening wider to the outside world and becoming a new platform for foreign cooperation.And we come to the tomb's sweeping day when tech meets tradition, remembering the deceased in a green way. And natural burial is now the new, not new in China, but technology makes it easier by easing the contradiction between contemporary ecological requirements and traditional method of commemoration. Here we take a look at how technology is changing the burial services in Beijing.Number one, the QR code opens door for commemoration. The first natural burial ceremony in the Beijing city was held on Saturday in Chaoran District's Changqing Cemetery. Ashes of 31 deceased were interred in the lawn in a container which were dissolved in about 6 months and become part of the soil. Families who choose this way for burial can obtain a commemorative plaque.Engraved with the person's name and the QR code, and the service is free. After scanning the QR code, one can view online the person's photos, videos, biography, family tree, and leave condolences on the message board. The cemetery can house ashes of 15,000 deceased, which means each body only takes up 1 square meter space. And number two, GPS to be used in cemeteries.The Baboshan Revolutionary Cemetery plans to use GPS to help families easily find where the ashes are interred. The park area of cemetery consists of two parts. One, spread over 16,000 square meters, is designed as a home to ashes of 2,000 deceased. Ashes can be buried beneath trees, flower beds, grass, rocks, in water and scenery urn that are biodegradable.Plans are underway to store ashes in some parts of the street lamps or other places on the square. And we come to number three, robots to do sterilization job. Sterilization at the funeral home is an important job to ensure safety of the staff there and family or relatives of the deceased.Now, robots has taken up this work at the Baboshan Revolutionary Cemetery, saving labor and ensuring safe sterilization. And number four is 3D printing to repair facial features. As facial repair is a way to respect the dignity of the deceased and provide consolation to families. And now the 3D printing can make this task better in a shorter time. It usually takes 3 hours to print a mask based on the facial features captured through computation. The mask will be used for further repair. For instance, silicone gel will be filled if possible. And we turn to the Apple supply chain. And Apple drops a supplier and its stock falls 72%. So what happens when the biggest tech company in the world stops buying your products? Imagination Technologies is learning that lesson right now, and it is very, very painful. And Apple, the British company, it plans to stop licensing the firm's technology in about 2 years. As soon as the news came out on Monday, Imagination shares plunged by as much as 72%, then recovered slightly since. Imagination Technologies owns and licenses intellectual property that helps power the graphics on the screens of Apple's iPhones, tablets, iPods, TVs, and watches. Just over half of the company's annual revenue comes directly from Apple. In a statement, Imagination said Apple has said it's working on a separate, independent graphics design to control its products. But the British tech firm doubts Apple will be able to come up with a standalone solution. And that wraps up the Chris Morning Update for April the 4th. Stay tuned for our version on the 5th.